You know, why did I ask you about Thanksgiving? You know, some of the things I heard, you know, when we get virtues, they're not instantaneous. Neither is Thanksgiving. Did you realize that? You know, you only become thankful when you habitually practice gratitude. Whoop, went deep. Oh, that guy made me mad. Community corrections got everything on me. I can't do that. My wife kicked me out. Man, that ain't pretty grateful practice. But see, if we go to the word, 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever." Do you love yourself like that? Well, that's prideful. No, it ain't. If you don't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody else? How are you going to love God if you don't even love yourself? Well, he can't never forgive me for what I did. Dude, I killed somebody. I don't let that rent space in my head. I beat people up, stuck guns in their mouths. I don't let that rent space in my head. Now, do I acknowledge it as, oh boy, look what I did? No. I repented and I turned from it. I turned 180 and started walking a new life. I had to forgive myself that I abandoned my child when he was a baby. I had to forgive myself that I had four different wives. I had to forgive myself because how would I grow in a love for him if I didn't love myself? What's your story? Why are you letting Satan rent that space in your head? We got to start learning that we are created in his image. His image. Did we get perfect? Are we perfect? No. But see, when we were living of the world, when we were living for Satan, we didn't acknowledge him. Some of you women did not know what true love was because us dogs didn't explain it to you or offer it to you. You ain't a piece of meat, but that's how we would treat you. We are of a mindset of what we used to be like is who we are now. No, that's a lie. What we used to be like is called our testimony. Amen. God turned our mess into his message. How many of you women can go into a hospital or a home and be able to give them a hand up because you know exactly what they're going through? You wouldn't know how to do that if you didn't go there. But now you got to love yourselves first before you can love somebody else. But you got to love him first. You have to learn to know who the King of Kings is and the Lord of Lords. Ephesians 5:18-20 says, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always for everything to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Giving thanks to the Father. Not him, not her. Him. You didn't die today. Joe did. But are you dead in your own spirit? Brothers want reunited and want to change their lives. How are you going to do that on your own? Probably aren't. But you can with God. And here's how it works. God will put the exact people in your life to mentor you. God will put the exact people in your life like this brother right here. You don't even know Greg, but if you got to know Greg, he could give you a hand up, not a hand out. He knows God. Danielle, same thing with this young lady right here. Be able to give her hope, understanding. Listen, listen, love, love. But we're too comfortable. You ain't going to know what my story's about. Shut up. Really? How far did that get us? How far did that get us holding that, I'm going to hold it all in myself? How many mentors you got? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, you pick up my phone right now. You ain't going to find a dope man in that context. But you're going to find a Bob Worley. You're going to find a Mick LeMond, a Marvin Bassbinder, Gonzo Lee. Might find Greg. He gave it to me a couple years ago when he first started coming here. Mentors. Toby's. Danny's. Everything good in your life comes from God. We'll grow closer to God when we understand this truth and build our lives around it. Dude, if I'm hitting you in the heart, praise God. If this don't make nothing to you, that's fine. Don't go back on faithbasedmentoring.org and listen to the Monday night talk. But it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Developing habits can help us become more thankful. We got to regularly practice giving thanks. Amen. You ever open a door for somebody and or they open it? Do you tell them thanks or do you think they owe that to you? Dude, I watch the most disrespectful people in this community. What's wrong with the word thanks? I don't know. Thankfulness rather than criticism should be our default position. Did you hear that? Thankfulness rather than criticism should be how we respond to things. When you see something good in your life, point it out. Point it out. Dude, when we got wives, girlfriends, did we just expect that meal going to be on the table and not say thank you? That ain't going to get you to the heart. Women want their heart touched. We have to thank God for everything. I have to thank God every single day for what He allows me to do. We all complain occasionally. Dude, that's the nature of life. But when we practice responding to our complaining, we should change that to responding with thankfulness. Okay, this might get you. Be thankful you're in a halfway house. I do a homeless ministry right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, that they don't got no house. Be thankful you went to jail and sobered up. Joe ain't. We need to help to rewire our brain at recognizing the good in our lives. Dude, I tell you my story. I was an abused child. That wires your brain that way. Having your brain wired where you're told, shut up, you're stupid, I hate you all the time, you believe it. But see, that ain't who you are. That's a lie from the pits of hell. You were born unique and you're born in His image. The person or people that talk that way about you, they have given you a bad identity for your life. And we believe it. We got to stop believing it. You're not an addict. You're not a hooker. You're not a pimp. You're not a bad boy. You are a child of God. Yes. We got to express our gratitude regardless of our circumstances. You know what Wendy Davis would say to you, some on Hope Court? If you told her, thank you for saving my life, I bet you she would be like holding herself back not to come off that bench and give you a hug and say, thank you, because you did it.
I did and she did.
There you go. I did not know that. That was not planned. So there you go. That shows the mentality of who we have as a judge in our bench. She wants to see you all do good. She wants to see the community good. She wears a flag on her lapel because she's a believer in our country, in our service people. But we walk in there, dirty UA or whatever it is. And she has to hold us accountable. Paul tells in Thessalonians to give thanks in all circumstances because God's will's in it. Why? We never see the full picture. We can't look at every situation and clearly understand why it's happening. We can only know God is at work in these situations and working them out for the good of His glory. It ain't about you. It's about Him in you. How are you representing yourself? I go to a faith-based meeting, and then I got $20 in my pocket. I'm going to stop down here at the crack man's house. But I signed that paper. Not just yours, Daniel. You know I love you. But I signed your paper saying you were at the faith-based meeting. So you must be doing something right. Wow. That's going to go over real good with Fran Gull. Woo-hoo. We can only know God is at work in these situations and working them out for our good and His glory. Romans 8:28 says. I should have picked all you guys to read scripture. Man, I love doing that. Regardless of what's happening, we can thank God for His presence. You know He never sleeps. Do you have that kind of relationship knowing Jesus Christ never sleeps? He might power nap. I don't know. I mean, there's some things in here and they say, oh, they're out in trouble and the deep waters are rocking the boats and all this. And they say, Jesus was asleep. And they go, hey, dude, don't you see what's going on around here, dude? We're going to die. And he say, peace be still. And the waves calm. So it ain't like He don't know what's going on in your life. Acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him. When you're in that battle, Matthew 14 said, meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land. Have you ever been in disciples? I think you are now. Far away from land, and a strong wind had arisen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, that's when we're usually out partying. You know, club's going to close in a couple hours. We better go get something. Jesus came toward them walking on the water. When the disciples saw Him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, it's a ghost. I love Precious. She did it. But Jesus spoke to them at once. Don't be afraid. Take courage. It is I. Now check this out. This is us. This is us. Then Peter called to him, Donnie, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come out of that boat. How many times has Jesus been telling you to come to Him? Yes. And you're like, Lord, man, I got all that. I got to pay my bills. I got to go to court. I have got no visiting rights. I got to sleep outside. What's your wave? But see, focus. Yes, come, Jesus said. How many times has Jesus told you, come on, even during your trials? So Peter, Donnie, put your name in there, went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. Brothers, did you get the first part, sisters? He walked on the water toward Jesus. That's faith. That's knowledge. That's thanksgiving because, see, He knows where His hope is, but here's what we do. But when He saw the strong wind and waves, He was terrified, and He began to sink. Save me, Lord, He shouted. Okay, check this one out. When you're in Allen County Jail, and you're standing there, and they lock that door behind you, Lord! Here it goes again. My brother Richard said that the other day. Why me? Why did I do it again? Well, here's why. You took your eyes off of Jesus and you weren't being thankful for where you were. You wanted something better. And you didn't have the thanksgiving in your heart to know the King of Kings can set you free. He was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached and grabbed him. I think that's pretty being thankful when Peter goes, "Oh, dude, he grabbed me." See, Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt him? Doubt me? Why do you doubt him? Why is it so hard to be thankful? Why is it so hard to love him?" We need to praise God even when all is well. We get comfortable. 6 months, I ain't drank in 6 months, man. I think I'm going to go get a beer. I ain't smoked a dope all week. I might go get a blunt. Man, dude, I ain't done any meth in a year. I wonder if it's still as good, whatever it is. Wow. But see, what happens is we forget to do the mentoring. We forget to do the daily reading. We forget to do the daily prayer. And we get comfortable because everything's good. Got money in my bank account. Got a nice car. They ain't got three flat tires. It's only got one. Insurance is paid. Mama came and spent the night. Mama better be married to you and be living there every night. Not trying to do what anything. Oh, that's a whole nother sermon. You may believe this is obvious, but it's critical we do it. We're conditioned to believe that life will go well for us. When life runs smoothly, we don't tend to see this as God's gift to us. Let me read that one more time because you got to hear this part. When life runs smoothly, we don't tend to see this as God's gift to us. Do you really think God wants you in turmoil all the time? Some of us like it. We like putting out fires in other people's lives, and our own is just burning rapidly, just consuming every single thought process in us. But on the outside, we look good. We look good. God knows your heart. When life runs smoothly, we don't tend to see this as God's gift to us. We don't see how he protects and guides us all along the way, even in green pastures, and even when he's stilled the waters for us. Why do we always want to live in turmoil? Is it exciting? Come work with me. I could put you in some youth clubs. That turmoil, they need your calmness. I was in three prisons in the last few days, two county jails and a prison. I'm going to Westville, I don't know, Thursday. Going to Kentucky for some other prisons Friday and Saturday. Why? Because, dude, who better to talk to them than a prison ex-con, ex-prisoner? I love doing that. I don't get invited to speak in many churches because they're not my people. I mean, I love them. They're great pastors, do great things in churches, but the Tobys, the Donnies, the Gregs, Danny's, Abel, our church is the ones out there saying, "You don't understand, Pam. You don't understand." Well, you know what? We understand what you're missing. Something that we missed for a long time. Learn to see how bad experiences can produce good outcomes. We should all take some time to consider the benefits of the difficult times in our lives. My testimony may help Don. My testimony may help Adam. Adam? Austin? It started with an A, bro. Give me five. My bad. David even. Poor David. I love David. After a period away from the situation, we should be able to see the good that came out of those experiences. Me not being a dad at that time? Dude, I'm now a dad again. He was 40 when he came back in my life. But he's in my life. My daughter I bailed on, didn't even know I had a daughter. 35 years old, back in my life. Last Christmas, 2-3 Christmas ago, I had no grandkids. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I got 9 of them now. I'm like, what? Did you guys know what caused that? They're like, we got gramps. And they call me gramps. I got babies this high going, Papa, melt my heart. But see, now I can talk to you that are young, and your dope is more important than your little kid. You know how many times I sold the farm for dope instead of Pampers? Oh, wait. They didn't even have Pampers. Cloth diapers? Yeah, that aged me. Yeah. Cloth diapers? Because my dope was more important. Make gratitude a part of your interaction with other people. Make gratitude your interaction with other people. But you got to develop this. It don't just happen. But how do you do that? Dude, you got to be mentored. You got to have people that speak truth in your life. But you also have to have the common sense that you were born with to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for opening a door. Thank you because you picked someone's hat up off the floor and they handed it to you. Gratitude should impact both our relationship with God and our relationships with other people. I like this dude named Rick Warren. You guys know Rick Warren? He's this dude that has this mega church somewhere. Little fat dude with glasses. He once said, to appreciate means to raise in value. To appreciate means to raise in value. That's not only true of things, it's true of people. When you start lifting other people up, amen, you value them. And they will value you. Make it a regular practice to say thank you to people in your life. We said thank you to Gons and his beautiful wife for this beautiful meal. That was a group thank you. You know how important it would be for you to just maybe write a little note to Miss Gons Lee Martin, thank you? Dude, that might go all the way to her heart. You know what it'd be like for you to just write a little card to the group that started this many, many years ago to tell them thank you that they saved your life? That might go a lot farther than you thought. Instead of writing an excuse letter to the judge, how about writing them a thank you letter that they saved your life? I got all night. They're like, no, you don't, homie. Snowing out there. Lean into the strength that gratitude provides. Lean into the strength that gratitude provides. I know many people who have been through extremely tough situations. Many of them. Some sitting right in this room. But what I have noticed is that the most grateful have learned to see God's work regularly and show the most gratefulness. Brother just said 65 years ago you had a plane crash. He's only 66, but he was flying that plane. 65 years ago, God saved his life. He was thankful for that, not even knowing what that 65 years was going to create here for us. 65 years. I've noticed that if I want my superpower, I have to be thankful that God loves me. I want to be all I can be for him. I want to be everything I can be for him first and my wife next. My children right after that. My family. My extended family. But see, if I'm not grateful and thankful that he saved me, how can I be thankful to others? Not only are thankful people able to draw strength from gratitude, but they're also able to empower others with their perspective as well. Mick, I'm going to pick on you for a minute. You're the most gracious man I've been blessed to know. Whenever I talk to you, you're always thanking people for what they do. You're always talking encouragement. I've never heard a bad thing about or come out of your mouth. I think that you are an example of a godly man, and I want to thank you. You encourage all these people at all times. And what I heard your beautiful wife just say something about, you're easy to live with. You're easy to know. You're easy to know. I've been to breakfast with him. I've been to lunch with him. And never once has he let me have that bill. Now, not that I just waited for him to pick it up, but he always snags it. I'm thankful for that. But I'm also grateful he will eat lunch with me. I am very blessed to know Marvin. Marvin and I go to lunch. We go to court. We go to hang out together, and we just talk. We don't talk about you guys, not by name. I call some of you, oh, Lord, pray for him. But he's my brother. He's my mentor. And then we have Gonzalee. Servant heart. Servant heart. You ask him what he needs, and he says, I got this. But his next words are, thank you for asking. These are men of integrity. Whether it's Bob, Mick, Marvin, or Gons, these are men that you should follow. But do you even know their number? Do you even ask them, hey man, can I have 5 minutes of your time during the week? I know each and every one of them personally would say, let's do lunch. Let's do breakfast. And by having that kind of an influence, we can do it for someone else. Amen. But are you thankful? Are you thankful? So we're going to close. And I want to ask you again, what are you thankful for? You don't have to answer it this time. But when you leave that building right here, what are you thankful for? Amen? Amen. Man, y'all sounded like we were in church. Amen?
Amen.
Dude, got a bunch of ex-druggies in here, and they're like, amen. Amen. Get up. Let's pray.